We need to get something straight. And I mean everyone listening right now to the Beat Weed Podcast, even if you only listen tangentially, I need you to listen to what I'm about to say because it's kind of important. I've been getting a lot of emails about something and I do not condone this. It's very simple. A lot of people have been wanting to get on the Meat Weed Podcast, and I appreciate that. But you guys think I'm more open-minded than I am. I don't want to talk to the hypnotist. I don't want to talk to these people that have very niche ideas. Just somebody who emailed me saying, hey, I'm a flat earther. No, you stay out of my DMs. Seriously, I don't want to talk about AI. That's not my thing, okay? I'm not that open-minded. I am, sure. I'm granted I'm open to new ideas, but not that, okay? I am happy that people are finally wanting to get on the podcast, but there are people that I hate to admit, a lot of you people don't get the vibe that this podcast brings. And let's talk about that further while I have your attention. Anyway, this past week and the week prior, I got a few emails regarding wanting to be a co-host or a sponsor, or not sponsor, somebody asking to be on the podcast, a few people, in fact. Each one seems to either be reaching out from the same organization or very different ones. And I have a theory, but I'll get there later. The thing is, they all seem to have one thing in common, and that is that they're not really equal, or they're not really on par with the vibes of this podcast. This podcast is meant to just be chill and talk to people who are like-minded. But the thing is, it's not too open, okay? I'm saying things like, there have been people that DM me asking me some very, very not okay stuff, okay? There's some people that have ideas that, let's just say, are not legal? Question mark? I mean, look, feel free to do whatever you want. Actions are what matters. And there are people that want to say some stuff on this podcast that are very unsavory, okay? And no, we don't do any... Okay, I have to add more rules to the podcast. That's the problem. This week has changed that. And now there are new rules that have to be implemented. And quite honestly, we don't know how to word it, okay? But now I can talk about the rest of the part. Wow, that felt really hard. Don't mind that. I would drop something. It was drying, but now it's all over the floor. Great. Anyway, there was a thing that happened not too long ago. As of this recording, 4chan was hacked, and many of the people that were on 4chan had dispersed. Coincidentally, I noticed an upsurge in my emails, and it was a lot of people with phishing attempts, attempting to get emails, and people who wanted to be on the podcast, but like the way they're wording it makes me think they actually are listening to the podcast episodes. So I'm glad they are, because I want you people to hear this out. I am not interested in some of the ideas you have. Some of you people want to talk about AI. I don't want to talk about that, okay? Modern day politics. I don't want to talk about that. I'm sorry. What was the other thing? Hang on. I got to actually read these emails to get a good idea about it. But I don't want to put people on blast. You know, I'm not that guy. I get it. You guys have your ideas and I have mine. But I need to be sure that I'm ordering this right. Okay, I'll admit one thing. One of the people that emailed me does have an interesting idea, but I wasn't too sure. You know, I got a few emails actually, and I like that I got some, you know, people that are like that. But I just don't know about this specific person who I looked into, and I couldn't find any actual like links or names or anything. And the thing is, when you send me an email, okay, if you send me an email and there's no way to verify who this person is, you know, without me clicking a link. First off, clicking links are suspicious. You can't just email me a link. I'm not going to click it, okay? There have been far too many phishing attempts in my previous, you know, episodes, and I hate to say it, but now it seems to have amped up greatly this week. I don't know what it is. I think maybe it had to do with the 4chan hack. Mainly because it just seems like something they do, you know? If you guys know anything about 4chan, it's definitely a thing they would do. But, emails were leaked. No, I wasn't on there. I hate to say that, but like, what am I saying? Hate to say that. No, I don't hate to say that. Look, I had nothing to do with 4chan, but I know that these people, there's a lot of people that go and use 4chan. A shit ton of them. I'm talking millions of users a day. Probably. We don't know. The truth is, there's a massive number And now they don't have their favorite website to go on. And when you're bored and you don't have your favorite website to go absolutely insane on, what do? You disperse outward. And the reason I'm saying this is because I've noticed an influx in Instagram, Twitter, other websites where a bunch of things have just gotten more crazy. I don't like that. I do not like that. The way it works on the internet is that everyone seems to have their own niche carved into their respected websites or disrespected websites, depending. And I don't know. Twitter seems to be the place to discuss politics. Instagram seems to be the place that you go to discuss memes, funny stuff, and stuff that I'd really rather not think about. Facebook is the place to discuss anything with your parents or family, long distance and stuff. But the thing is, it's losing that grip because a lot of what people are sharing on Facebook is AI slop, along with AI content farms and AI accounts. That's the most I'm going to talk about AI. The reason that I don't want to talk about AI is because I don't see anything positive about it. It's the same as when I discussed crypto and how I said it's bullshit. And I was pretty much right. And now I said NFTs were stupid and no one is using them. They've lost like 99% of their value, every single one of them. A majority of the ones out there, they just kind of fell off the face of the earth. It's like the popularity was where the money came from. And then when Stack went away, it's like all the money just trickled down. The only people that made any money are people that were using it to money launder. And you know what? They made a lot of money. Unless you're one of them, you didn't make jack shit. I hate to say it. And if you're like me, you got very lucky one time, and that was it. And it wasn't from NFTs, it was from crypto. It was a Dogecoin thing. And ever since then, I really don't want to think about fucking Elon Musk and everything. Apparently he's getting out of politics, which is great. I actually like that he's getting out of that, because we didn't need him. Also, he wasn't voted in, but no one talks about that. Anyway, let's get away from the topic. It's one of the controversial ones I don't like talking about. Jesus Christ, hang on, my mic fell again. Okay, it's fine. I had to fix it and cut out some audio, but it did bug out a bit. Anyway, forgot where I was going with this. I really did. Okay, anyway, 4chan was this place where it was basically a safe haven where all the craziest people on the internet could commingle and could basically keep themselves contained. The way I see it is, imagine, if you will, every single crazy, insane person on the internet was kept to one corner of the internet where they were not only happy, but they kept themselves comfortable. They fed upon each other, as it were. Basically, they were constantly at each other's throats, and the only people that had to annoy and anger and upset were each other. Okay, they would occasionally break out, and then we get stuff like Rainforest or the Gaylord Ops. When there was a meeting there and somebody decided, hey, there's a thing you could do on Twitter. If you use a hashtag, this thing will pop up on a big screen and a bunch of executives are going to see it unfiltered and with ease of access. And wow, what a niche reference. That was from years ago. I'm getting old. I'm unk. I'm an unk status. Anyway, these people were all kept to one corner of the internet. The problem was, what happens when that corner is broken? What happens when that place is finally set free and they have no choice, but instead of commingling there anonymously, they have to go out. They have to make an anonymous account. And the thing is, it is actually way harder to do that. The reason I'm saying this is because every email, or most of them anyway, that you make requires a phone verification. And I know people aren't going out and getting cell phones just for, you know, for the phone number. Getting a phone number is hard. Okay, it costs money. And I know you're not going to buy a cell phone every time you want to make a new email account, especially one with a decent anything, you know, maybe a burner phone, but that's very niche and they don't always work. Some websites will still let you make emails without a phone number. And that's normally the one that people, wow, my head. That's normally the one that people like that use. 4chaners, as it were. it's just wild thinking about how fucked up 4chan is and how it has this reputation over the years. Basically, people monitoring the website, their emails all got hacked. They had some sort of source code that came out. The entire website was taken down. And there is another website called, not called 4chan, I forget what it's called, but it's basically worse than 4chan. So imagine if all of the worst people from 4chan, which is a horrible bunch, decided to go on a website and get worse. This is what I'm talking about, like some black-pilled super evil people. Of course they're going to go out and they're going to do worse shit. Who would hack 4chan? You know, that's friendly fire, basically. But again, what are they going to do? Well, it just so happens that they coincidentally hacked the place and it went down. And then I'm getting these emails. But the thing is, I don't think it has too much to do with each other. The problem is, they're kind of mixed. There are legitimate emails wanting to be on the show intertwined with these weird quacks that don't make any sense. But they have sent phishing links and a number of attempts. Okay, a number of attempts. I'm saying this right now. So if you're listening this far, you're listening a bit further. There have been people that legitimately want to be on this website or in this podcast. And I respect you for it, okay? Maybe your opening will come soon. Maybe not. But the thing is, it really depends on what you want to talk about. Me, I don't really have any topic that I won't discuss, but at the same time, it has to not be controversial. And a lot of stuff is, sadly, because the internet can't calm down. I would consider a lot of stuff controversial just based on the fact that somebody's going to get upset by it. And I hate to be that guy, you know? I hate to be the one that someone's listening to me and they get all pissed. But at the same time, I have a fucking backbone. Unlike most people. Who am I kidding? My back hurts. I'm almost 30. TLDR. 4chan got hacked. Some people decided to email me while bored, trying to get on my show or trying to just specifically get me to click a link to hack me. And if they do that, they do that. You know, like, if they tried, they tried. The problem is, you know what? This is still a TLDR. 4chaners try to hack me while other people legitimately try to be on the show. Both of which intermix pretty well. The end. Anyway, if you want to be on the show, it's kind of hard to, you know? Like, you do have to have a certain type of personality to be on. I'm not going to invite just anyone, you know? Like, I don't know. I've heard some people that were, like, I'm trying to be as loose as I can about this, but I'm not talking to Flat Earth Joe with a PhD in metaphysics. Like, I'm trying to talk with, like, I don't know, Cornelius underscore 778, who has like 1,000 followers on YouTube and like makes gaming videos, you know, stuff like that. That's who I want to talk to. I feel like these people, their niche is more niche, you know, like there's a lot of people that want to be on the show that whatever they want to discuss, I don't feel comfortable talking about. But there are some things that I would love to talk about. Video games, that's great. I'm a gamer. I love doing that. I'm not as big of a gamer as other people. Granted, I don't have a PC set up. I got a PS5 and I barely play it. Or I barely play other games. I play a lot of Stardew. I hear that community is very respectful and I do like that. Good for them. It's not a big community as much as it used to be, but still. Play Monster Hunter a lot. Those people are great, by the way. If you all want to discuss Monster Hunter, I fucking love to. The problem is, when it comes to the lore, it's a bit harder for me. I'm on and off, you know what I mean? Now my cousin, he could talk about Monster Hunter for weeks. Probably literally. Like, there's just so much lore in the game. Okay, now let's talk about a topic that I would talk about that is, I mean, very always big, okay? And this is kind of what determines if I'm going to talk to someone or not. It's their meme game. And I know some people are saying that's so fucking cringe, or what are you talking about, or like, what do you mean? Let me put it this way. If I go on Instagram and I type in meme, okay, just meme, you're going to get a very specific type of image. Or maybe a type of video, something funny, you know? Now, if I go on the same website, or no, if I go on Google and I type in meme, I'm gonna get memes from like 20 years ago or 15 years ago, and they're incredibly outdated. And if somebody's reference to meme is Google, we will not have anything to discuss. You're not trying to talk to someone who's like on the same level. Now, if somebody types in shitpost on Instagram, I think we're on the same level, you know? Now, at that point, what would we even talk about? I don't know. If I say tra-la-lelo, tra-la-la, and something actually came up to your mind, congratulations, you're going to be on. It's a bit harder to get on this podcast than others, mainly because I'm not swayed by one thing that others are swayed by. Other podcasts, you could just pay money to get on. I'm sorry. You cannot do that here, okay? You're not going to do that on my podcast, okay? I want people to have a certain type of vibe, and I really fuck with. Like, Joseph Pfister, Where is Balake, T-Rex Morgan, those three guys are fucking incredible. Nicholas Payne-Jones, they were all great, okay? Seriously. There was what's his name? I know the guy. He was on America's Got Talent. Andy Rowell. There we go. Andy Rowell. See, I remember all these people because the thing is, they were memorable. You know, they were people that. Oh, you know, Brian and Sage from Gaijin Bento. They were on there. I love that they really kept their heads up high and they kept up their podcast. They haven't uploaded in a while, but I would still listen if they went on, you know? Because the thing is, it's not easy to do a podcast solo or a podcast where two people are really far apart. And I know Brian and Sage are nowhere near each other, by the way. They're basically in the entire globe apart. So whenever they do get together to record, it's amazing. It's not easy, okay? Seriously, listen to Gaijin Bento. I'm recommending this podcast if you like mine, because the thing is, they have just a few episodes, and it's easy to get through. Mine, you're going to get a new episode every week, regardless. And it's not easy to keep up, okay? I'm telling you that right now. It's not easy for me to keep up the schedule, but it's possible, and that's the important thing. I'm keeping it up as a challenge to myself. Speaking of which, I have another thing to mention, and I'm really excited about. The YouTube video is almost done. It is in 4K. It's going to take a while to upload. I'm saying this so you don't go out waiting for it, you know? And I'm excited about it, actually. I'm actually pretty fucking hyped. The reason it's taking so long isn't recording fish and eating it. I'm pulling out all the stops when it comes to me editing. I am learning more, right? I'm literally going on courses online, recording extra stuff. And making an ass of myself on camera, and quite honestly, it's fun. I like doing it. I'm good at it, apparently. And editing videos isn't hard. It's just the style that I'm trying to convey is not easy, because it's also slapstick humor followed by visual gags, stuff like that, you know. And also my writing, because I actually don't write. It's all free, you know, like free vocal stuff, but I will on occasion write notes about jokes that I should add. And there's quite a few things to write down, you know, but it's important. I gotta mention that too. There are things that I forget to mention. One is that when you write down a joke, it actually does help you, you know, those neurons in your brain fire together way better. And quite honestly, it's something I recommend. I recommend it greatly. It's funny thinking about it, because I use this technique when I used to write books. I say used to because I hate to say it. I've had this story in my head for years, but I don't know if I'll ever write it out. And I'm saying that as someone who not only do I have free time to do it, I just haven't been able to. I open up the Word doc, I'm on page 200 of a book, and I can't get past this writer's block, dude. It's been literally years. On occasion, I'll randomly think, okay, if I start writing, it's going to build something. But then I read back, and I think, okay, this seems uninspired compared to the rest of the book. Sometimes you want to step away from something and come back at it when you're ready. And that's also why it took me so long to start a YouTube channel, because I've actually been on YouTube for 15 years. And I'm not joking, 15 years, and my old videos are all gone. What the hell am I saying? This is the first of the episodes of the podcast where I trailed off so bad that I lost the train completely. That's the hardest part about recording these, is that it's like, hey, so I went off track. How badly? I forgot the original thing we're talking about. Like badly, like really badly. Okay, I need to mention something. It's kind of cool that a lot of new media has come up, and I think we should address some of this stuff, okay? Because I know a lot of people are really into media consumption, okay? And I gotta be brutally honest. The first 10 minutes, 15 minutes rather, of this episode was a test. As I stated, the emails that I've been getting, specifically, I've noticed a trend. The first 10 minutes of the episode is all they listen to. And that's generally, they skip a lot of the episode. And I wanted to see how well they did that, you know? I feel like some people are putting my episodes through an AI and getting the gist of it. If you're doing that, fuck you. Don't do that. Don't ever put me in an AI, like, reading the entire episode. Because, quite honestly, I do not like AI. AI, I do not consent to being monitored. I don't know what the hell it's going to do. I don't think it's going to do anything, but I mean, it doesn't hurt, you know? Anyway, let's talk about some stuff that I really am interested in. Minecraft movie. The one that I saw. Great movie. Really funny movie. Jack Black, I feel, felt really bad that the first trailer was actually very critical. People were really critical of it. And I feel bad for him in that regard, because at the end, it ended up being a fucking awesome movie. And I'm saying that as someone who actually went to the theater and saw it. And it was really nice. It was actually a very fun time, and it was a good movie. We all had a good laugh. It was genuinely awesome. Seriously, I loved it. We came out of the theater smiling. It was nice. It was very nice. Set to gross $1 billion this year. It's already reached 700 million. Now, on the other side, Snow White was so bad, so widely hated, that they stopped the live-action adaptation of another movie they were going to do. Just based on the fact that the movie did so poorly, they thought, hey, we're scrapping it. It's just not going to do well. Now, I understand Disney on that point. Because it's not easy to take such a massive L and then think, let's take another one. That's not how that works. The thing about it, though, is that it's just sad. Because I feel like it had potential, you know, but I'm going to be blunt when I say this. Gal Gadot, stop casting her. Just stop casting Gal Gadot. She can't act. I saw a comment that said it looks like she struggles to speak. Like it's in pain for her to talk. And I hate to be that guy, but it does look like that. It really does. Like, I've seen some of her acting. It's become a meme at this point where Gal Gadot is such a terrible actor that her top five movies sound exactly the same. Her character doesn't change at all. Her tone doesn't change at all. The manner of speaking doesn't change at all. She's just Gal Gadot in every single episode. It's like The Fucking Rock or Chris Pratt or Kevin Hart. I couldn't think of the guy. I couldn't think of the guy's name. Sorry, my mind came up short. Anyway, the... He's short. Anyway, the movie paused production. I think it was supposed to be like Cinderella or something. Rapunzel? I don't remember. But they were really testing the waters for a while. And I'm saying this as someone who watched the Lion King live action adaptation and hated it. I really did. It was terrible. It was a terrible movie, but it got a good reception, but not as good as they were expecting. Now let's talk about something else, okay? Movies aside, those movies are great and some are bad. Fucking Oblivion. The Elder Scrolls Oblivion was remade. Now, me and some friends were discussing this, right? This game came out so long ago that it could vote. The remaster is basically making sure that the newer generation can play the game that previous generations played. It's a full generation apart. And Bethesda decided, hey, we're not going to talk about this at all. Okay, we will mention it, but this is what's going to happen. And they took a massive W with this one because it worked in their favor so greatly. I have chills because a company has been failing over and over again to do what they just did. They generated hype instantly. Now, let me tell you right now what the difference is between what they did and other companies. Other companies will wait for months, maybe even years, to generate hype the entire time. The problem is, here's where this becomes a problem. You can only generate so much hype before the hype outlives the expectations that are even possible by the developers. That is hard to do, okay? So here's what the developers at Bethesda did. They said, okay, we're going to mention it maybe once, and we're not going to talk about it anymore. People are going to hear about it and go, wait, that sounds cool. That sounds like a great idea. But there's not going to be any coal to the fire. You know, there's not going to be any coal to the fire because at some point the fire gets bigger than the actual product can deliver on, okay? So Morrowind, I keep saying that. Oblivion decided, you know, we're not going to do all that shit. And the best part for me was how they said it. They were like, and you could play the game, he looks at his watch, right now. None of this whole... Okay, I'm thinking of Cyberpunk 2077 when they did this thing, right? Where they generated a bunch of hype. They said the game will be out when it is ready. Which, baller move, don't get me wrong. That's how games should be, right? But the problem is there are people that spend a lot of money, developers that are rushed by bigger companies, and it's not fair to the artistic interpretation that these video games have. But Oblivion, on the other hand, has unique quirks where people just, I don't know, it's just really funny. Like, one of the persons who did the voice acting, they straight up said, wait, let me do that again. And they left it in the game. And she read her lines twice. The animations as well. There's some parts where the entire world freezes when they talk. And there have been some funny memes already coming out about it. The game is popular for a number of reasons. And one of the reasons that I could tell you right now is that hype train never took off. It was instead a hype bullet train that decided to not leave at all until they were announcing it that it's coming out immediately, in which case it took off. I'm saying bullet train because my cousin is currently in Japan and he's having a great time. which is awesome, by the way, because he was only an hour away from Brian, which is fucking awesome. Again, Gaijin Bento, check them out. I'm being serious, okay? If you listen to MeetWeed Podcast, check out Gaijin Bento. Watch the entirety of their episodes, okay? Because they're actually really good. If you don't believe me, what the fuck? Why are you listening to me? Listen to them, okay? I'm saying that right now. Their episodes are higher quality. Brian's an amazing editor. Sage is funny as fuck. And, you know what? It's just sad to me because I'm thinking about when I try to do Morbid Universe and I realize that that's just not who I am anymore, you know? Morbid Universe was me basically turning off the lights, being all spooky and going, welcome one and all to this series episode. I can't do that anymore. Life is too fucking precious for me to be all dark and gloomy, okay? Even though I'm wearing jet black. I wear black everywhere. You can ask my wife. And the, I don't know what... I'm doing it again. I'm fucking trailing off. But then again, there really is no topic. Anyway, since I'm not really on any topics, new canvases were printed on my art page. And I know it's funny. It seems that people who were shit-talking the art are no longer doing that. So people who are interested in the art, MG Acrylic on Instagram and MG Acrylics on X. I'm back on X. I made a Twitter again. I know I said I wasn't going to just based on the fact that I hate Elon and everything, but I'm not gonna pay for fucking Twitter Blue, you know, because like I made that mistake last time. And the truth is everything you get as a result of Twitter Blue is basically just a bunch of people, a bunch of bots. And no, I don't want to do that. I want to be genuine. I want to be authentic on this podcast. And it's hard to when the internet's run by fucking bots, dude. It's just bots over and over again. On my Instagram, I have so little followers because I keep going in, looking through the accounts that have been deactivated or ones that are clearly bots, and I have to remove them by hand, by the way, because Instagram doesn't let me do that automatically. No. It doesn't have a filter because bots are really smart now because of fucking AI. See, this is why I don't want to talk about AI. It's a pain in the fucking ass. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Meet Me Podcast. I am thinking about getting rid of the Patreon just based on the fact that maybe like I'll remove the $5 tier, just have a $1 a month thing. Like you can subscribe if you want to, or you can have the free tier, which is fine. It's just, I don't know how to put the, I don't know how to put this, but when it comes to me doing this show, I'm never seeing me doing it as a professional thing. This is a hobby, you know? I do a lot of stuff as a hobby. If I make money off of it, that's great, you know? Another thing, I have a Fine Art America account. It's, again, MG Acrylics. I'll link it in the description, actually, in case you guys want to check it out. I have been posting stuff to that you could buy or sell. Nothing has sold yet on the website. I'm telling you that right now. Direct and honest, the only time I've gotten paintings sold is somebody DMing me directly and asking to buy it, and then we work out something where they'll pay me over PayPal and I'll send them the art over the mail, you know? And that's how we worked it out, to be honest. It's not a bad gig. It's just the fact that once they get the packaging, they realize how fucking awful my handwriting is. And that's why I decided to do art. Because when you do art, you don't have to write stuff out. What the fuck does that mean? Anyway, I'll see you guys next week. I am thankful for all the new support that I've been getting. All the emails have been telling me that there is someone listening. So thank you guys. And look forward to the new YouTube video coming out very soon.